This is 90.7 WMFE, and now from the pages of Orlando Weekly, a commentary by Jessica Bryce Young.
Last week, as part of President Trump's new initiative to use federal troops to protect Confederate monuments and courthouses, agents in green battle fatigue swarmed Portland, the site of mostly peaceful Black Lives Matter demonstrations over the last 2 months. The officers wore no identifying badges or insignia. They grabbed protesters off the street and threw them into unmarked vans, detaining them for hours with no explanation. "And this is only the beginning," said Ken Cuccinelli, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. "This is a posture we intend to continue, not just in Portland, but in any of the facilities that we're responsible for around the country." Imagine how you'd think about this if it were happening in another country. Secret police in unmarked vehicles sent to kidnap, detain, and interrogate demonstrators it has unilaterally deemed violent extremists, anarchists, without warrants, in violation of civil liberties, and over the objections of local officials. Does this sound like the posture of a healthy democracy or an authoritarian regime? Or is it a president desperate to paint his opponents as agents of chaos, hellbent on upending traditional American culture, and himself as the only thing standing between heritage and transformation?
From the pages of Orlando Weekly, a commentary by Jessica Bryce Young. Find more at WMFE.org.